Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Man, it's Friday. I cannot tell you how good I feel. if you are one of our Patreon or 49ers Rush, the 49ersrush.com subscribers, the draft book is out. So one, it's just like this huge exhale. And this is, I don't want to say my favorite show of the year, but it's definitely my favorite show of draft season. The hay is in the barn. Can't take the Texas out of the 49ers fan. We're done. 343 players, draft work done. D-U-N. It's over. It's submitted. It's out there. And so I'm so pumped. And, you know, when we finish our draft work, then it's time for the Rush Crush, baby. This is, I forget who coined the term, was it me? But, it, you know, it's just kind of my favorite players. And then, you know, we got to come up with a cool name, Rush Crush. And so this is our third installment of this. We've been doing the draft books for 8 years. But, yeah, we've got 18 players that are just, these are our guys, my guys, the 49ers Rush team guys. These are the guys that, you know, we have way above consensus rank that fit the 49ers scheme, that just have something that I fall in love with. You know what I mean? Just something that is just, these are my guys. And they're spread all over the draft, right? So we have 18. We have 3 first-round grades, 4 second-round grades, 5 third-round grades. This is the third-round draft of the century. This third round is impeccable. 2 fourth-rounders, 1 fifth-rounder, 3 sixth-rounders, and 1 seventh. So there's Rush Crush players, every position, all 7 rounds of the draft, you name it. Yeah, there's some Texas guys in there, but I got a lot of Ohio State guys too, which I hate Ohio State. So again, trying my hardest not to show off the bias too much. Want to say thank you to all the Countdown crew. I'm so pumped, man. It's funny because I was talking to the wife today, and she knew, you know, everything's done. Son's got a tournament down, a climbing tournament. I didn't even know that was a thing. Climbing tournament down and Santa Cruz. So we're going to take, you know, a quick day and a half break down there. And she was like, how do you feel about like finishing everything? And I was like, oh, I'm excited. And she knows, it's funny because, you know, she works from home a lot of times as well. So she has an office here and she could tell, she, like, I'll finish a show and I'll come out. She's like, man, you were really upset today. And I was like, no, today I was happy all show. I was having a good time. She's like, well, you kept hitting the table. And so, like, we call it a pound the table day. Shanahan would appreciate that. And so, whenever I pound the table, I guess she could hear it. But whatever. And I told her, I was like, yeah, today is a pound the table day in a good way. These are the guys that I love. And shout out to Josh. You know, he's been on the Nick Scordon wagon nonstop. He's not one of my, he didn't finish with a Rush Crush, but I do like him considerably. But I did leave some of Josh favorites in the draft book. So whenever you're scrolling through those, it's good stuff, man. It is just great stuff. What's up? Everybody's showing up. I love it. I love it. Hey, Russ, we got Lee Gallen. Mike's in the house. 49ers Jim Robe. I'll take that all day. Grats Rush crew. Yeah. Time for me. You are not lying. And the Rush team is awesome. And so just real quick, people who helped with the profile and the draft books and the research, Josh Mostetler, Ben Simon, Brian Carter, James Varis, Jonathan Hirsch, Colin Higginson, James Kendall, Zach Ortiz, Matthew Bautista, Jude Reinhart, Jeremiah Wright, Brian White, my man Oscar. Like, this is a freaking team effort, and I'm so pumped. I'm so pumped, man. Yeah, Hookle, baby. I like it, James. Latu, Moody, Brown. How could that third round be? How could you beat that third? Yeah, that was one of the worst third rounds ever. I still got hope for Jair Brown. But yeah, that's where we're at. So that's what we got today. And we're going to be giving away 2 free tickets. Again, compliments. I said I was going to keep it anonymous. My man, Oscar, he is like, he's everything. I love this man. You guys know Oscar A is his thing in the chat. Not sure if he's with us now. We're going to be giving away two tickets to the 49ers draft party. We're going to be giving those away today, too, for free. So stay tuned. We got some trivia coming your way. It's going to be fun. So without further ado, I've got to put this out there, okay? The draft book is out. I got to detail it. Here is what the details are, where you can get it if you haven't already. Let's go. It is time. The 2025 49ers Rush Draft Book is available. It's up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page. 343 players overall, broken down every single thing that you could ever want to know about any player, who our Rush Crush players are, what their metrics are, what their analytics are, PFF grades, film breakdowns, alignment. Do they play in the slot? Do they play out wide? Were they free safety? Background. We break down academic reports, injury reports, on off the field reports, not one but two player comps for each player, where they're expected to go, where we think we're going to go, and a 49ers fit score for all 343 players. You want to see where they're ranked on a NFL style big board war room style? Man, we have them broken down with flagged players, whether they're rush, crush, character, injury, off the field, you name it. Plus, we have our top 61 through 60 players ranked. And if you want to get even more in depth, we have charts, elusive rankings, havoc ratings, drop ratings, you name it. You want to pull up running backs and you want to sort by the fastest 40 with the longest wingspan for each position, that is all available. Go to 49ers, the49ersrush.com, and it's up there on our player breakdowns. It's right there. Free to all subscribers. Patreon, if you're a subscriber, head over there. Access, it's already loaded. But if you don't want to subscribe because you really want to just make sure you just want a one and done, $20 on our Patreon page. You can pay for it. It's there. Go support. Go support. So much time went into this. Go get it now. The 49ers 2025 Rush draft page is out. All right. Let's get into the Rush Crush. We got 18 players we're talking about today, and these are my favorite guys. You know, we did earlier in the week, we did a show, you know, how have we done in the past? We did really well. Like, we only had 10 Rush Crush players last year. We got 18. We did a lot more profiles this year. Niners were out earlier. We spent more time on it. That's kind of the way it goes. But 7 out of 10 hit. 1 was a miss. 2 are just kind of, they've done basically what they were supposed to. But 7 out of 10, pretty damn good last year. I am feeling very, very extremely confident. And another thing, too, as we do this, like, these aren't just all first-round guys. We'll start with the first-round guys. But, like, we have 7th-round rush crushes. So, like, we are not just taking the easy layups here. Number one player, and these are in no particular order, basically where they fit on my rankings, 1st, 2nd, 3rd round, that's how we're going to go. Donovan Jackson, Ohio State, interior offensive, really versatile offensive lineman. I could not, like, if I could bet on a player having just a awesome career, Donovan Jackson is as safe a bet in this draft as you could possibly have. Now, I see mock drafts where he's available at pick 43 in the 2nd round for the 49ers. If you told me you could get Donovan Jackson at pick 43, I don't care who else is available. I'm taking him right then, right there. I love this player. So smooth, can play inside, can play outside. You know, he got kicked out to tackle when Josh Simmons tore his patella. And goodness, doesn't look as good as a tackle. Like, he is a guard. But if you need somebody in a situation and you need to bump him out, Donovan Jackson could do that. He looked better and better each game at tackle out there, but just so smooth, so clean, blocks in space, intelligence, versatility. I just freaking love this dude. He's played nonstop. You're talking, you know, 38 starts and 7 at left tackle, 31 at left guard. He's a left guard. It's where he should be. You just plug him in and he's safe. I have a perfect 10 on the 49ers fit scale. He's exactly what the Niners like and love. Great feet, arm movement, does the little things, stays wide whenever he's run blocking, feet chop, good grit, good, you name it. He's got it. Now, where does he go? Because usually these type of guys go late first, early second. He's 17 on my big board. He's just so freaking clean. Could you get him at 43? I would love it. I mean, you just play. You got Dominique Pooney and Donovan Jackson as your guards. You're set for life. You're set for life. Like Brock Purdy has the best guards in the NFL for life. It's not sexy, but man, oh, I freaking love him. I really, really do. Now, my other, I got three first rounders, right? My next first rounder is Derek Harmon. I cannot not talk about the stud defensive tackle that is just the havoc rate monster. I don't care what anybody else says about him, whether he's bad in the run game or has skinny ankles. Don't care, don't care, don't care. 6'4", 313. Had a formal meeting with the 49ers. Ran a 4.9. Ran a 4.9. Now, the biggest issue with Derek Harmon isn't the skinny ankles or a run game, which he's a quality run defender. He's got 80.5 and a 7.1 run stop rate. Anchors so well versus double teams, does not get pushed off. But the biggest issue is he's a one-year producer. Well, he dropped weight at Michigan State. Too big. Drops weight. Then he finally found his kind of spot. I really like Derek Harmon. He is a rush-crush guy through and through. Hands just flash all the time. That's one of the things that I love. He doesn't win with straight power. He wins with technique and relentless behavior. He has power, and I do wish he kind of used more of it. This dude wins because he refuses to stay blocked. Elite upper body strength. Led the NCAA in tackle for losses. Just so quick for how big he is. I love the size. I love the metrics. I love the numbers. Just you name it. Christian Barmore is kind of who I see him as. I had a higher grade on Christian Barmore. Higher grade. Christian Barmore was a top 10 player. I have Derek Harmon as a top 20 player. But, man, you're talking about 49ers. He's a perfect 10 score. Perfect 10 fit. Absolutely perfect 10. I know I'm higher on him than almost everybody else. But Derek Harmon, do I want the Niners to take him at 11? I don't. I think it's a little early. But I understand why they would. There's not a player that fits the 11, right? So, like, even if I look at, you know, my draft rankings. So, our next guy is Jahdae Barron, who's the number 7 player on my big board. I don't want the Niners to take him at 11. He's worth that. He's that clean of a prospect with the elite, you know, production, elite versatility, all those things. There's not a player in this draft, if you count 11 players down, that player should not go 11. Should not. But somebody has to. Somebody has to. That's kind of the issue with this draft is this is a depth draft, which is good and bad. You're not getting 11 value at 11 unless somebody ridiculous falls, but I hate to tell you this. Not that somebody won't fall to you. Like, there's good players. You're going to get a good player at 11. I don't think you're going to get the traditional 11 overall pick value this draft. It's just not what we have. It's just not what we hear. Like, it's just not there. So, if you did get somebody at 11 like a Derek Harmon, wouldn't be upset, wouldn't love it, but I'm telling you, it's a perfect fit, and it's a guy that I think, I don't want to say can't miss because the one-year production, you have to kind of pull that out, but he fits what they need. He fits what they need. Somebody that can force negative plays, anchor versus double team, duo, combo blocks, whatever you want to call it, offers pass rush versatility, three down player, got it. Scuba diver. If we get him at 43 or do the trade back, then trade up to get him, Derek Harmon is going around probably 15 to 20, 15 to 25. Trade back would be ideal for me. And right here, Kyle says, I'm hearing rumors Cowboys are trying to trade up. You know, they're just one spot behind us. I'd pick up a fourth rounder and swap picks and drop down to 12. I'd trade back in any situation almost. I would take pennies on the dollar to trade back. You get me a third or a fourth rounder, I'm trading back. I would be very, very happy. Kevin, Grant would be a better play than Derek Harmon. Here's where I disagree. Now, I have him close, and this is a pick your poison, right? This is an opinionated matter. Obviously, the draft is. Grant's safer, but he offers nothing in pass rush. Nothing. He's a two-down player only. Harmon is a three-down player. Harmon doesn't come off the field on pass downs. Grant will come off the field every time. Now, does not mean that Grant's significance in the first two plays is not as quality, because he's great. Grant's safer than Harmon is. But the upside, Grant is severely limited because he's not a pass rusher. He is a strong anchor run stuffer, and that's pretty much it. I still have a first-round grade on him. But again, don't disagree with you. Like, Grant is a fit. The 49ers could use Kenneth Grant. They met with Kenneth Grant. Kenneth Grant's awesome. First-round player. But you are limiting the upside. You saw a player like Jalen Carter. That's Kenneth Grant's kind of comp. I have Kenneth Grant much lower than Jalen Carter, but way cleaner off the field, obviously. But here's the difference. The Eagles took Jalen Carter. They had a plethora of pass rushers to phase him in and allow him just to be what he is. 49ers don't have that. You take a Kenneth Grant, you also have to draft another one or two defensive tackles. So if you're taking Kenneth Grant, you're getting three defensive tackles in this class. Minimum two. You get Derek Harmon, that dude's a three-down player. That's the difference. Nolan's greater than Harmon. A lot of people, I disagree, even though I have them close. I have them within three spots of each other. I do like Harmon more. I do. But that's okay. Tyleek, better than Harmon and Grant. I disagree there. I do like Tyleek. I like Tyleek a lot. But I have him a full round, and even at the back end of the second round, damn good player. I'm not saying he's not a good player. I really, really like him. But again, I don't dock him too much for getting hurt running a 40-yard dash and cramping or whatever. Like, that stuff happens, but I'm not putting him on that level. That's just me. That's okay if other people's are, like, you know, disagree. Disagreements are great. Disagreements are great. And one of my favorite things about the draft book is, like, you get to move the rankings. Like, I give you what I built on the big board. Man, you copy and paste, you move it, you create your own. It's one of my funnest things. I love it when people share those. Here's how my big board would look. I love doing that. NY Niners. If Niners pick Harmon at 11, I won't be mad at all. Exactly correct. I keep doing that. Jalen Carter. It's Jordan Davis. I don't know why I have that in my head. I'm so off on that. Jordan Davis. Thank you, Jeff. I know you help me every time. Ah, man. Right here, Jeff. Yeah, Harmon's biggest weakness is missing tackles and pad level at the point of attack, but that could be worked on. Yes. And if Harmon had all the missed tackles and no production, I would agree with you. And I actually, Jeff, I do completely agree with you that I do think that these things are things that you can work on. But you're talking about a guy with 11 tackle for losses, 5 quarterback sacks, and 7 quarterback hits in 1 year. So he missed a lot, but he got a lot. So if you just want, like, the impact player that's going to affect the quarterback, he's got it. But if you also want the sacks, he has it. If you also want the tackle for losses, he has that too. So that's why I'm like, dude, there's so much meat on the bone left. Like, he had elite production, could have had all world production. So that's where I'm at with him, but that's okay. I feel like we spent a lot of time talking Derek Harmon. Just because I like him, I think he's a good fit. That's okay. Jahdae Barron. Let's go to my Texas guy. It took me a while to get to a Texas player. The second round is full of Texas players. Second and third round. It's what it is. I just love this player because, you know, ball skills, instincts, toughness, versatility, full year at free safety, full year at slot corner, full year at outside corner. Excelled at all of them. Got better wherever it is. Plays his best versus the best. You go watch him versus Jeremiah Smith in the playoffs when it mattered the most. The only player to shut him down. Now it's his own scheme, so it's not, oh, he blanketed him, Revis Island. It's not that. You can't say that. But 21 career tackle for losses, mean as hell. Short arms are the concern. But, man, dude went out, ran a 4.39. So, yeah, he's small, 5'11", 194, but 29-inch arms. Sub-30, that's a problem. But the type of player that you are getting, the versatility, the attitude, the alpha – April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right. They made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money. Good news, you don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorn lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if it's only spare change. I love Acorns, and I've used it for over 3 years now because if I'm busy, it takes care of it. If I have time to spend a lot of time in research, that option's there too. So sign up now and join over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with a B, billion dollars with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers, that's 49ERS, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Springtime is here, and baseball season is officially underway. Don't miss your chance to add your favorite players from the diamond in your Prize Picks lineups. Whether it's strikeouts, RBIs, or first inning runs, take your pick of more or less for your shot to win up to 1,000 your cash today. On Prize Picks, you can mix and match players' projections from different sports, combine your favorite baseball players with your players from basketball, hockey, esports, and much more. Also, Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick, easy deposits into this sports season. So sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So head over to prizepicks.com, or you can go to the app, download the app today, and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, go to prizepicks.com or download the app and use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup.
I give two comps for every player. One is an athletic comp that has nothing to do with how they play. And you plug in the numbers and mockdraftable.com and it spits you out percentage-wise. Trent McDuffie, like, that is who he is, right? Trent McDuffie went kind of in the 20s, but I think everybody would say now, all 49ers including Deebo Samuel, Trent McDuffie should have went a lot earlier. That is who this guy is built as. Now, he doesn't have the man experience, but guess what? The 49ers don't do that. Nick Sorensen's gone. You do some man, but still, it's a cover three man match situation, a little bit different. His play style comps, D'Amador Lenore. You watch him. You are talking about the physical tone setter of the defense from an outside corner spot. That's who he is. Some people will say, well, he's a slot. Not in the 49ers scheme, he's not. He's an outside corner in the 49ers scheme. Could he play slot? Yes. Could he play box safety? Yes. Could he play free safety? Yes. The answer is yes. In the 49ers scheme, he can play all five defensive back positions. No ifs, ands, buts about him. Yeah, right here, Josh. Sala would love him. Sala would absolutely love him. Jeff, I really don't want a corner in the first, but Jahdae Barron is the most safe player in this draft and could be a free safety. He could be, you start him at outside corner if he fails, you move him to nickel if he fails, you move him to free safety if he fails, you move him to strong safety, box safety. He could do it all. No injury history. Jim Thorpe, award winner, played through an ankle and still won the Jim Thorpe. You're talking interceptions, ball skills, had five in his first year, five interceptions in his first year as outside corner. Tackling grade, 80.5. Missed tackle rate below 10%. That's what you want for DBs. That's awesome. 33.1 QBR. Teams did not throw it his way, and he still had the elite ball production. Gosh, man. He is tough, mean, angry, and just wants the world. Like, you see how Timo, like, talk trash now? Like, I'm telling you, when you watch a player on silent tape. Now, I've watched every Texas game since I can remember. But whenever you watch the silent tape and a dude's personality jumps off on the quiet all 22, and it's just like people are scared of him. Like, wide receivers literally like duck their head and walk away. They do not. Jahdae Barron is him. He's him. He's mean as hell. Like, he would be a fan favorite. Do I want him at 11? No. I think there are much bigger needs. But with the 49ers not bringing in any corner help in free agency, Trey Brown, I get it, but like, kind of makes sense. If the Niners do take a corner in the first round, it 100% should be Jahdae Barron over Will Johnson. He has a better coverage rate in man over Will Johnson. He has a better zone grade over over Will Johnson. He has a better tackling rate. He has a better run rate. He's faster. The only thing that he doesn't have is longer arms. That's it. And you'll never see this guy make business decisions like Will Johnson does repeatedly in almost every single game I watched. So, yeah, just watch any game of Jahdae Barron. Thank you, Ben. And you will be sold. You will be sold. Now, I like Will Johnson, but no. It just, nah. He does not fit what the Niners do. He doesn't fit it. You love the build, but nah, man. It's just not me. He's the opposite of a rush crush guy. Opposite. Next up, my man, he telegraphed it. Shout out to Lee Gallen. What's up, Flackers? He says, Harold Fannin Jr. got to pick him up in the third. Perfect Shanahan tight end. Yeah, Harold Fannin Jr. have a second round grade on him. I don't think that's where he goes, but I would be comfortable in the second round with Harold Fannin Jr. He's a little bit smaller, a little bit slower than you wanted, but just, gosh, tough as hell. Tough as hell. Juwan Jennings style blocker. That is mean. Had shoulder injuries through 2024. Played through them all. Didn't miss time. Broke the record, right? You look at his stats. 1,555 receiving yards in 1 year. 151 targets, 117 receptions in 1 year. 10 touchdowns. And even though he had all those catches, still had a 13.3 yards per reception. And a lot of them were underneath routes. Dude's got the wiggle. Like crazy Tim Hardaway style crossover at the top of his routes. Oh, I was talking about Oscar earlier. What's up, brother? Yeah, Fannin at 100. I'd be so happy. I would be so happy. Yak stud, 8.1 yards per reception, yards after contact per reception through his career. Like Niners, perfect fit. They've met with them. Wish he was bigger. Wish he was faster. What did he run? And it's not like he's super slow. But he ran a 4.71. For a smaller tight end, you're hoping 4.6s, you know, 4.5s would be elite. 4.71. It's not like he's super slow. He's not as fast as George Kittle, but that's not how he wins. He wins with physicality and wiggle. This dude is Gumby on his routes. It's just like Brian Peacock, whenever I had him on the show, he's like, he doesn't have bones. It's just like so fluid. I'm telling you, man, it's just, Now, a lot of the mock drafts, you see Harold Fannin Jr. going 100, 113. I would be so happy with that. I think 75 is the last chance you're going to get at him. And this is why I want all the third rounders in the world. And, you know, we're in the meat of this. I have 5 third round prospects as my rush crushes. 5. Man, I love Harold Fannin so much, man. Just, man, he's such a good dude. Just such a great perfect player that fits every single thing the 49ers want. Every single thing. And again, you know, mini Antonio Gates. That's my player. That's how he plays. The athletic comp, it's Dalton Kincaid. Like, Dalton Kincaid went where? Was he second round? Let me look this up. Dalton Kincaid, Utah 2023. What did he run his 40 in? Oh, he didn't run his 40. He didn't measure, but again, 6'3", 246. So like Dalton Kincaid went where? Now the difference was Kincaid did it in the Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever you want to call it. But he went the first round. Why could Dalton Kincaid go where he went, but Harold Fannin's got to drop all the way down? And for somebody that's going to say, well, you know what? Harold Fannin didn't play against the elite competition and whatever else. But like, man, you go watch the games against Penn State and Texas A&M. He was the best player on the field, not best player like on Bowling Green. No, no, no. That dude showed out against Pitt State and Texas A&M. The two chances he had, he went out there and did his thing. And I mean, he is, you watch his blocking. Golly, dude, that dude is dirty. Not dirty get penalties, but dirty Juwan Jennings gets penalties all the time. But they're just because other players are soft. Yeah, anyway, I want those guys. Ah, I love Harold Fannin Jr., man. I love Harold Fannin Jr. And I think with almost all these players, toughness is a must. It's a must. I want dogs. I want tone setters. I want mean. I want to run through your face. I'm pounding the table again. Now, let's go to the defensive side. Jacob Parrish, cornerback, small mighty mouse. Hey, he's not small. 5'10", 191. So, like, yeah, he's a little shorter. 191 for a corner is pretty good. Elite speed, 4.35. Elite burst, 151, 10-yard split. That's elite, elite, elite. Tackling, footwork, twitch. Best tackling defensive back in the draft. And I had, you know, in my audit episode that I did where, like, where I got guys wrong in the past is whenever a player is the best at something at his position, discounting that instead of amplifying it. This is the best tackling, you could argue defensive back, but definitely corner. Jacob Parrish, like, he will hit you in the face. 5'10", 191, he is built correctly. Twitch, 31-inch arms, though. So, like, even though he doesn't have the height, he has the length. Speed, old school football player with elite speed and toughness. Patience is A+, because he plays with so much confidence. He knows he's not getting beat over the top. You know, not great length, but so quick out of his breaks. Elite confidence. He's an outside corner who could play inside. You want to talk speed. This dude grew up in Jefferson, Missouri, but won the 100-meter track championship, 200-meter state title. Like, this dude, I'm telling you, he just does every single thing you want. Mean as hell. I would like more ball skills. That's probably the one. He only had one pick last year, 4 pass breakups. That's on the low side. But teams just threw away from him. Hey, I start watching game tape, and just teams are just not testing him. But, man, watch somebody throw a screen to his side. Watch him run outside stretch to his side. Somebody getting it. And so I am a big fan of ball skills. And so that's why the athletic profile, the tape, the twitch, and all those things. I have a back end second round grade. I have a third round grade on Jacob Parrish. But it's hard to keep him out because the tape's so clean. I do wish he had the ball skills. I do wish he had the ball skills. Right here, yeah, D'Amador Lenore is my comp. I said smaller Biller Bates. Smaller Bill Bates. Yeah, like, he's old school. Like, I don't think any comps work now for him. Like, this dude is just Mighty Mouse out there punching people in the face. Like, he just wants to fight. Tyrann Mathieu type mindset, but way better athlete. Way better athlete. We'll do one more here, and then we'll give some tickets away. Compliments to the man, Oscar, to our draft party. This one, I haven't had a chance to talk about near as much as I want. Jumping over to the offensive side. Sorry, I had to take a drink of coffee. RJ Harvey, running back, UCF. He's not getting talked about enough. Now, let me just say this. Like, okay, 5'8", 205. He's smaller. Ran a 4.4040, so speed is good. Vertical, 38-inch vertical, good. Broad jump, 10.7, good. Shuttle, 4.3, all right. The thing that makes RJ Harvey so special, you cannot measure. Sometimes it's just whatever that is. And so his pass blocking's bad. Big plays, that's what sells him. But it's just, he reads the leverage of the play at 10 times the speed. And it's not even so much vision. It's like this dude can see into the future, and he just finds this weird way to always find space. And again, it's not as clear as just, oh, he's got great vision. Like, there are those guys, Marion Hampton. Like, yeah, those guys exist that just have elite vision. It's just weird. Runs so hard. He's got good speed. And he doesn't push the pile, but it's just, man, rare production. He has almost 4,000 yards and 40 touchdowns in his time at UCF. 35 plays over 20 yards. It's just constant big gulp plays. Just constant. And it doesn't matter what tape you turn on. Just RJ Harvey is just out there playing on a different mode. It's like he's on Heisman and everybody else is on All Pro. There's something uncanny that I could never put my kind of finger on, but it's just consistent across multiple seasons. And gosh, man, you watch the play against Baylor, right? Like, and this is the thing, like, he's not a pass blocking guy, but he is a scat back. He can catch, he's got good hands. They check it down to him at Baylor, 68-yard touchdown to the house. He's got the big play ability off the charts, but like, nothing's elite about him. Not his size, speed's good, probably one of the quote unquote whatever, all academic everything. I mean, just, yeah, he's awesome, man. He's already working on his second degree, already graduated, moving forward. Devontae Freeman, that's kind of my comp for him. Like, he's a Shanahan fit, and I have a third-round grade on him. I don't think he goes in the third round. I think he goes fourth or fifth round. I have a third-round grade on him. Now, ooh, I like this silent. What's your process for slotting players in rounds? So it starts at the top and ends at the bottom. So it always starts with first round. If you see a guy that you see all pro potential, right? You see all pro, this guy could be the best player at his position in the NFL if everything clicks. You got to have production. You got to have measurables. You've got to have experience. You've got to have, like, you've got to have those things. Now, whenever you get in the second round, now you're entering into, well, there's this. So, like, for example, Alfred Collins, who we'll talk about a little bit later. Like, Alfred Collins is a rush crush guy. I have a second round grade on. He doesn't offer anything in the pass. Kenneth Grant, borderline second round guy, because it's just like, dude, he's a one-dimensional player. How can you be an elite all-pro defensive tackle if you can't even rush the passer? You have to be subbed out on the most important down in the game. That's an issue. So you better be elite everywhere else, but there's questions. And so whenever I'm looking at kind of my second round grades, let me scroll down here. Like, okay, Landon Jackson. I like him. He's not a rush crush guy. Close. No bend. The only time he had bend was whenever he played against Will Campbell, who had no arms, right? Will Campbell's a first-round guy. Jaden Higgins, elite. First-round talent, first-round build, first-round athleticism. 1 year of production? Kind of weird. Not well-rounded, right? That's an issue. Carson Swissiger, that's first-year, first-round tape. Man, athletic profile, not great. And so it starts to dock them down. And so now once you get to the third, fourth round, okay, are there more question marks than elite traits or elite positives? And so now you're starting to get multiple question marks, and you're not getting the elite stuff starts to filter down. Those are third to fourth round guys. Maybe some off-the-field stuff, maybe some injury history, not a lot of production. They look the part, but, man, just hasn't clicked yet, things like that. Then you get into fourth, fifth, sixth round. Now it's the exact opposite. These are guys with a lot of question marks, but they have this one thing that just kind of excels. Like, a lot of people talk about, who's the Tennessee wide receiver? Let me pull this up here. Yeah, a lot of people talk about the Tennessee Dante Thornton, right? That dude's got first round speed and body, but he's not a wide receiver. Can't run the route tree. He runs two routes. So, like, Dante Thornton Jr., Tennessee wide receiver, like, he's got one thing and one thing only, height and speed. Can't do anything else. I have a six-round grade on him. So, like, is his elite trait trump quality wide receivers that I have in the fourth or fifth round that do almost everything well, you know, jack of all trade type guys. That's where those guys go. Ace of none. Well, Dante Thornton, he's the ace of one. He's a two of spades everywhere else. So, like, you got to balance those things. And you allow production. You allow testing numbers. You allow consistency, upside, like, all these things to kind of filter each other out. And so, like, you'll get these guys that you have just lumped together. And the thing that I'm trying to do and trying to learn through all my mishaps, and this is a great question, Silent, is, man, allow the elite trumps to be worth more than the negatives for other players. Like, if somebody does have an ace, like, I had Dante Thornton as a seventh round pick. I had him as an undrafted free agent. I bumped him up to seventh round. Okay, then I moved off the wide receiver position for like 2 weeks, came back, and I look at these guys in a vacuum, right? All my sixth, seventh guys. If I had to have one of these guys, who would I have? Blah, blah. And you start, you know, tier breaking, and I bumped him up to the end of the sixth round. That's what you have to do with these guys. Oh, look at this. My man. Rob Lauder. That's right. Wednesday, man. I can't wait. Rob Lauder, John Chapman, 49ers Rush, striking gold. We're doing another podcast together. Super excited about that. So y'all stay tuned Wednesday. Gosh, man. Whew. I'm getting a little pumped up over here. I'm getting a little too excited because now I get to enjoy the draft instead of grind the draft. But if you want to, we're going to give away two free tickets right after this. But if you want to enjoy the draft, man, why not come out and party with us? I am so excited. The 49ers Rush Road Trip is heading into year 6. We started back in 2019, and we're coming home to the Bay Area. For the draft, we're going to be live downtown in the North Beach area at the historic Broadway Studios for day 1 and day 2. Of the NFL draft. So come join us. We're going to have join the faithful live broadcast of draft picks as they are coming in live time with full TVs. We got big screens. We've got trivia. We've got giveaways and much, much more. Doors will open 1 day before or 1 hour before the draft starts on both days. And if you're coming from work, no worries. If your ticket, you buy your ticket, automatic guaranteed entrance, show up whenever you can. Kids get in free. And if you are struggling trying to get your youngsters to be more on board with the 49ers or the draft or whatever, bring them out to an event. They get in free with a ticketed adult, and we make sure our entire team knows kids come first. Every single youngster leaves with something tangible that they can tie to this experience. Come give it a shot. Tickets are current. Now, tickets are up, and again, since we've made that promo, I got to do a new one. Diamador Lenore is going to be out there Thursday. So, yeah, make sure you go get your tickets now. They are moving. We are getting to territory where it's like, man, we might have to cap sales, which is a wonderful problem to have. So 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go get your tickets. Meet Diamador Lenore Thursday. And I have to say thank you. Huge shout out to the Mattress Guy, CO.com. He made this whole thing happen. Local 49ers guy, big time podcast listener. Dyer has season tickets to Niners and has forever. Started this company in the San Francisco area to help recycle, ethically get rid of old mattresses instead of going in the dump and causing problems. Go to the mattress guy co.com, themattressguyco.com. You just set up an appointment, schedule it. They come, haul it away, take care of it. Easy peasy. Serves all of the greater San Francisco area, diehard Niner guy, and he is the one that is making this possible. So I want to say thank you to him. He is awesome. He's going to be there Thursday as well, which is awesome. So let's give some away. I'm going to ask a question, and I would ask only if you are able to go to the draft party. So this is for the greater San Francisco area, unless you're flying in, whatever. Free ticket to Thursday or Friday of your choice. Compliments of my man, Oscar. He's just the freaking best that there is, period. So here is the first question. So again, only if you actually want to win a ticket, don't put the answer in there and then, you know, say, oh, I can't go, give it to somebody else. That's a pet peeve of mine. Allow the people that would benefit from this to win this. Here we go. Trivia question, which we do trivia at every single 49ers event we ever do. How many career rush yards did Frank Gore finish his career with? So how many career yards, rushing yards, did Frank Gore finish his career with? and yeah, the answer is it's probably one of my favorite trivia questions just because it's so abnormal. But that's what Frank Gore is. Frank Gore is the definition of abnormal. And man, we have had the wonderful opportunity to have Frank Gore out at our events, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times in my career. And just such an amazing human being, ambassador, every single thing that you could ever want in a 49ers player. And there we go. We have a correct answer. My man, Kyle, the answer is 16,000 rush yards on the nose. How incredible was that? Shout out to my man, Kyle. Email me, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. And I will get you your ticket, man. Super excited about this. I'm just freaking pumped. Right here, David says 16,000. I can't attend. I'm an international fan. Yeah, Frank better than Emmett. That's not even close. Frank is awesome. Congrats, congrats, congrats. So, Alfred Collins, let's get back to our Rush Crush guys. I've talked so much about him already, but he is one of my Rush Crush guys. Let's go to, man, Team Mullet, Stud Guard, which I think the 49ers do need a guard. I would be happy with this. Hey, Sin, how you doing? And again, compliments to Oscar. Way to go, man. He says, congratulations, Kyle. Much love. I freaking love it. All right. Tate Ratledge, Georgia, 6'6", 308, mullet with a perm. I mean, just Georgia boy through and through. Grew up in Chattanooga, Southern, whatever you name it. He's awesome. Three cones good. 40-yard dash, ran a sub-5 at 6'6", 308. He can move. 23 years old, three straight years of starting at Georgia, violent, smart. He's so clean with stunts and blitzes and all those things. Elite length, has, you know, 32-inch arms, which is good, but the height helps. The wingspan is great. I just really, really, really like this guy. Just a huge guard that is built like a tackle, never gets pushed back. Elite anchor, one of the best anchors in the draft. Again, going back to Dominique Pooney, if you talk about him, what was it that made him so great? He was an elite anchor from the tackle spot. You moved him inside, it translated. Well, you don't have to translate anything with Tate Ratledge. He already has that elite anchor from the inside. Did struggle some with some small twitchy type DTs. He's better versus the bigger defensive tackles. Has 36 starts at right guard. Over 2,000 snaps, man. Yeah, he's just awesome. I really, really, really like this player. And again, I have a third round grade on him. It's where you took Dominique Pooney last year. Ah, right here. John, what you know about perms? I don't know much. I've never permed my hair. I do remember, I'm going to make fun of my oldest son. My oldest son wanted to perm his hair when that was like the cool thing or whatever in high school. And I was like, dude, you ain't doing no perm in my house. You can do it. I just don't want the smell. The wife did it anyway. Our house stunk for a week. I hated it anyway. But yeah, I respect the hairdo, the personality, and the player, Tate Ratledge. I wish more people talked about him back into the second, third round. Definitely an option at pick 75. I think guard is a premium need for this team. I'm fine with Ben Bartsch. I'm fine with, you know, you want to put Spencer Burford there, whoever. I don't care. I'm fine with it. I do want the guard's the only position that the 49ers will spend capital on. They won't draft tackles. They won't draft centers. They will draft guards. And so that's why I like a Tate Ratledge guy, because, man, you put him at left guard and you got Pooney on the other side, you're golden. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. All right, let's get to another Mighty Mouse, tough rush crush player I've talked a lot about. The 49ers have only met with one safety. One, Andrew Mukuba, Texas. Hook him. I think it's my last Texas player. But Texas has a damn good football team. Ohio State has a damn good football team. They run similar schemes to the 49ers. That's why there's fits there. Those are there. So Andrew Mukuba, he's a little bit smaller than you like at the free safety. You got to think Buda Baker, 5'11", 186, 4.45 speed. He can play everything in the free safety. Tone setter. Small, he'll knock you out. You go watch that Georgia game in the SEC championship with the game on the line. Just destroyed that big running style quarterback. Just destroyed him. Versatility, physicality, man coverage. Like, oh, he's so good. Just flashes playmaking everywhere. Throws his body around. He's a missile. He's so freaking good. Mixes it up in the run game consistently. Julian Blackman type player. Smaller, but man, he is a perfect fit. I would absolutely love that. Bobo, I ain't going to show that comment, my friend. You try to make me mad. This is a fun show, man. Let's have fun. I appreciate it. Everybody trying to get me to bash on Jake Brindle. I'm going to let the tape just be the tape on that, okay? Xavier Watts. I love Xavier Watts. Ridiculously talented and underrated. But, like, everybody has a second-round grade on him, and that's what I have as well. So, for players to make the Rush Crush team, I have to be higher than consensus. Otherwise, I don't feel like I could claim them. Does that make sense? I have no problem with Xavier Watts. I would love the 49ers to draft him. I don't think safety is the biggest need, but I do like Xavier Watts. I would not be upset if they took him. Not at all. Now, next up, this is somebody I'm very high on, way over on consensus, and that's Ashton Gelati out of Louisville. 6'3", 264, edge rusher. Man, he's just a fun player. Power, leverage, A-plus in the run game. Now, this is a third-down player, okay? Doesn't have ideal length. He has 31-inch arms, only 6'3". Like, he's a shorter kind of leverage-type edge player. Great closing speed. Doesn't even have the bend, right? But, man, he gets off blocks consistently. A lot of people get upset at me whenever I say this. Nick Bosa doesn't have bend. He's a technician. Nick Bosa wins with effort, hands. He's a hand technician. That's kind of what Gelati is. He's that hand tech, freak athlete, elite product, 39.5 tackle for losses on his career, 25.5 sacks, 20 mile per hour on the GPS tracker. Just tough. And this was the guy that got offered to Duke, intelligence. I really like the production. I love the build. He's kind of a Za'Darius Smith type player. I have a third round grade on him. I think that he fits what the Niners want. And so if for some reason the Niners don't address edge in the first or second round, I think this is somebody you can get around pick 100. I do think that he'll be there around there. That's just a production player that could step in. That's not going to cost you against the run. He's going to help you. Yeah, he's just so freaking good. He has a 90 pass rush grade, a 20.9 pass rush win rate. That's off the charts. That's off the charts. But it's not even what he's best at. He's best against the run. And so, yeah, Invader says, Bosa's technique in hand-to-hand combat is fun to watch. It's what makes him. Bosa sounds stupid. I understand that whenever it sounds like Eeyore, but that dude has a plan against every single player he's ever gone against. Does it work all the time? No. But, like, he scouts film room, and he does front squats. That's what he does. That's what Bosa's do. They watch film, and they do front squats. He's got it. He's got that off the charts. And, yeah, Ben, Gelati could play inside if you wanted to. He would be your NASCAR guy, like what you've done with Arden Key, some of those other guys. He would fit that. Next up, C.J. West. Oh, I freaking love C.J. West, man. 6'1", 316 defensive tackle. Met with the 49ers at the Shrine Bowl. Met with the 49ers at the Combine. Not one but two meetings. All around, just great running game, but not terrible in the pass game. Like, he's got a 73 grade. Like, he's a three-down defensive tackle you get in the third round. Two-gapper, run game, upper body strength. If you don't get Kenneth Grant, if you don't get Alfred Collins, you want C.J. West. And that's the pecking order for those elite run-stuffing defensive tackles. Beast versus the run. Always keeps eyes on the ball, understands his gap integrity. Amazing. Not good, not great. Amazing first double teams. Hands are A+. keeps old linemen where he wants them, can play in even or odd front. And that's my problem, is that every team's going to want C.J. West. That's why third round, he might not be there. Like, this is second round. He could go second round. Best game was against Michigan. Great at holding the point of attack. Just so freaking good, man. Just damn good. Puna Ford, Kenny Clark. That's what he is. The NFL needs those guys. And the Jake Brendel comments, you watch any game, Jake Brendel against Kenny Clark, it's over. Puna Ford, it's over. These are the type of guys that give those smaller athletical linemen problems. Oh, man. I would love it. Right here, Invader. West pick 100 should be there in this deep class. My thing is, I think 3-4 and 4-3 teams all want him. That's my problem. I wanted Puna so bad, man. I kept telling everybody he was an undrafted free agent. Puna Ford's going to be a player. Now he's making like $12, $13 million a year, 8 years in his career. Ugh, man, Puna Ford, just because he was small, just because he wasn't tall, it was ridiculous. All right, let's get to a local kid. Let's go Cal. Let's talk a guy, Craig Woodson. I freaking love Craig Woodson. And Cal safety, 6'2", 210. He's big dude, man. 30-inch arms, wish he had longer arms. 4.4540. Quick. 36-inch vert. Oh, perfect mix of an NFL body with great lower body explosiveness. Elite. Elite experience. One of the better athletic safeties in the draft. Now, this is a third to fourth, fifth round player. I have a third round grade on him. I don't think anybody else has a third round grade on Craig Woodson. I think I'm higher on him than almost everybody else by about a round or two. He's older. He's 25 years old, but he has the experience. He's a plug and play type guy, can play everywhere. Special team stud. And usually whenever you say that, you're like, third round? But man, he's got an elite body with elite athleticism and experience. But he is older. I just think, man, he's an enforcer safety that plays like a linebacker. Hard to find weaknesses in his game. One of the highest floors in the safety class. This safety class is risky. You get to these day three safeties, you're either giving up speed or you're giving up body or you're giving up playmaking. He's got all of them. He's got all of them. I really, really just like how he plays. Tackling, he's so good against the run. And like worst case scenario, he fails at box safety. You try him at free safety. Then he's a linebacker. You're doing the DFF Marcel Harris, which is one of my grades for him. But he's a better athlete than all of those. Way better athlete. Oh, Kawachipto, I got you. Craig Woodson. He says, I don't think I've heard of this guy. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. The more you watch him and the more you dive into him, you're like, okay, sixth round player. Oh, okay. Wow. Look at the testing. Man, okay. Could be a fifth round player. Let's turn on the tape. Oh, wow. It shows. Okay. All right. All right. Man, maybe fourth round player. And then you watch another tape and it's like, he's even better in this one. It's just difficult. He's already graduated Cal and now he's working on his MBA at Cal. He was a South Grand Prairie kid down in Texas. I know some guys that's coached him. I mean, he's just continued to improve, improve, improve. I really do like this kid. Ball skills, you name it. He just checks every freaking box, but he's old. But he's old. And so that's kind of where he is. Craig Woodson, I spent a lot of time on him the past few days. Big, big fan. Now let's go to the team I hate. Let's go Denzel Burke, corner. Ohio State, 5'11", 186. A little bit light, but he's got the height. 32-inch arms. You love that. 4.48 speed. Good, not great. 10-yard burst, though, like 1.50. That's elite for any position. That's like elite, elite. So he's got the elite acceleration. He's got the length. Little light. Excellent in the run game. Loves to hit. Blows up. Maybe my favorite player blowing up screens from the outside corner spot, Denzel Burke. Great hips, great feet. Off-man coverage is his specialty. Fun player. Terry and Arnold, that type of attitude, but with, I don't want to say better, but But Terrion Arnold, who I had a first-round grade on the corner, it's that but a little bit lighter. Not as clean, consistent tape, but man, yeah, 1.50 10-yard. That's elite burst, man. He's a 10 out of 10 on acceleration. I got a fourth-round grade on him, and I don't know why. Like, I say fourth round, I'm like, man, really? It just plays with a lot of confidence and physicality. Did play through a hamstring injury, which hamstring is a negative. Play through injuries a positive, so those kind of balance each other out. But, yeah, I like Denzel Burke. Man, I got so many guys here. Let's give away another one. All right, let's give away another ticket to the draft party. Here we go. How many seasons in the NFL did Frank Gore play in? How many seasons in the NFL did Frank Gore play in? As I take another swig of coffee. All right. How many seasons did Frank Gore play in the NFL? Not just with the Niners, with everybody. Another player, you know, I could talk about Frank Gore all day. He's my son's, Joe, the perm guy. He's his favorite player, which is really, really cool. Oh, we're not getting no answers. Come on, guys. How many seasons did Frank Gore play? Maybe the chat went down. Is it down? That's all right. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. There we go. David, I don't think you can go to the draft party. Is that correct? If that is correct, I'm going to give away another one. Jared Otto right here. The correct answer is 16. Frank Gore played 16 seasons in the NFL and finished with 16,000 yards. Perfect. Yeah. So David, Jared Otto, you guys email me 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know. And we will get you guys taken care of. You guys are awesome. Come party with us for free. He's a Niner fan. Will you fly me out from Jersey? You got to talk to Nick, man. He's flying out from Jersey to come. You just got to get a buddy pass with him, man. Bonus, he had exactly 100 touchdowns. Is that true? Frank Gore had exactly 100 touchdowns? No way. He had 99 touchdowns. Damn it. Does the playoffs tip it off? He had nine or five. Yeah, he had 99. Man, one more. Dang, we got screwed on that one. Rushing touchdowns, he had 81, but 99 total touchdowns. One off. How dare you, Frank Gore? How? Yeah, right here. This is the reason why. Too bad Hardball called fade routes. That's why then he would have had 100. That's what it is. I love it. All right. Couple more guys. I'm losing my voice. I got to be careful. You know what? I'm going to add these guys. I'm going to list them now, but I'm going to add them to my next show because, man, my throat is about to be gone. The rest of the Rush Crush, I've got six more. God, I freaking love this draft. Jarquez Hunter, running back. Kobe Hudson, wide receiver. Shmile Mondon Jr., Keandre Lambert Smith, wide receiver. Running back Marcus Yarns and wide receiver Rock Taylor. Those are the guys that I am going to add to my next solo show. And I'm going to be breaking those down in detail like I have the other guys. But those are my 18 Rush Crush players that I just love these guys. I really, really do. And I think I'm higher on them than most. Probably not everybody. But yeah, that's where we're at. Silent, appreciate the super chat. He says, reaction, if the 49ers trade back and took Simmons, if they trade back and get some third rounders, I'm cool with it. If you fell back and took Simmons, I'm okay with that. Now, I don't like the patella tendon, but you don't have to have an offensive player early. Like, you're returning the same five starters minus Aaron Banks, but that's not really a minus. You know, he has time. The 49ers, the problem is the long-term agenda for the 49ers is scary at offensive line. Last year for Colton McKivitz. How long is Trent going to play? One, maybe two more years. Jake Brindle signed for two more years, but, like, he's not a quality player. Ben Bartsch, if he's your starting left guard, he's a one-year deal. Dominic Pooney's the only guy that you got locked up for more than 1 year. That's it. So you need Not that you need redshirt players. You punted on free agency and you had all those cash cuts. You need players everywhere. But I wouldn't. Simmons is a great player. He's set. I think he's 16 on my big board, even with the injury. I don't want to take him early. I really don't. But if you trade back and you get some decent capital, yeah, I have Josh Simmons 17th on my big board. Like, he's doing some drills at his pro day. Patella's scary. I would prefer to go elsewhere, but the trade back makes it palatable. I don't like it, but it does make it palatable. He's elite if the and he's young. I don't know. I don't like it. Balky would, yeah, Balky would. You trade back big, like you trade back to like 25 and you get like an extra second or a future first or multiple thirds, then I'm cool with it. Then I would be cool with it. But probably still would, even if I got that same trade back offer, I would much rather go with other players. I take Josh Connerly. I almost put Josh Connerly on my rush crush. I think if every single offensive lineman, and I'm going to put Will Campbell in this category, if every single offensive lineman hits their ceiling, I think Josh Connerly is the best offensive tackle of this class. He has some elite to him. He has a lot of elite to him. Now, he's raw and still progressing, but so, like, would I be okay if they traded back and took Josh Simmons? I'd be okay with it. I wouldn't like it, wouldn't love it. But if you traded back and took a guy like Josh Connerly, I would love that. I would love that. I finished with Josh Connerly at the top end of the second round. But, man, I regret it every time I look at it. Like, how did I not have a first-round grade on this guy? I probably should have. Tape wasn't as consistent. But, man, the potential. Tape's good. Tape's not bad. But it's not on par with, you know, Kelvin Banks, Will Campbell, Josh Simmons, Mimbu. It's not on par with that. But if he hits, he's going to hit better than all those other guys. Yeah, and this is – the problem isn't even Connerly's anchor invader. It's the consistency with his form. Yeah, you know, I went back and just watched a bunch of times where he lets these guys get into his chest. And it's just – he gets a little lazy. And I don't think he's a lazy player. But that is there. That is there. I've seen him. You watch some of the Josh Connerly tape, Oregon against the Bull Rush, and it's stellar. But then three plays later, he lets him get into his chest, and he's high. And so it's just like, you know, I don't know. That's one of those, I wish I was in a meeting room and be like, dude, I'd show him three plays, two elite anchor, or one elite anchor, one bad anchor, one elite anchor, and be like, dude, what the hell? What's going on that you can't make up your mind and how to consistently do this? Because it's weird. But see, I don't see him as another McGlinchey. He's way more athletic, and there's better tape with anchor. Yeah, maybe fatigue. I don't know. So, right? So that's why I don't know if it's fatigue. I don't know if he's lazy. He doesn't. Dude looks like he lives in a weight room. But anyway, and that's my second round, and that's my second round cutoff. Because I'm like, golly, man, elite. This guy hits it. He's better than all of them. But there's a butt there. That's a second round player. You guys are awesome. Man, once I finish this show, I'm going to turn my computer. I haven't turned my computer off in a very long time. I'm going to take just a day with the family. And I'm going to chill. I'm going to watch some TV. I'm going to play some Halo. I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to drink some beverages. I'm going to have a good time. But I'll be back probably Sunday. I'll have another show. I can't take too long a break. It's draft season. But I'm so thankful to you guys and for all the support. And if you haven't yet, go check out the draft book. Please, please, please go to the40hoursrush.com or our Patreon channel. It's free for all subscribers of any level. It's here's the thing. If money's an issue, which I understand, tough times right now. Here's what you do. You just go sign up on Patreon or the40hoursrush.com, do a 7-day free trial, any tier. You get access to it, and then cancel your free trial. It costs you nothing, but you still get all the content. We're not here for the money. Yeah, I do like to feed my family, but that should not exclude you from getting this. And so that is there. And again, if you like what we do and if you have the funds and you can't support the show and all that stuff, great. But that's not the goal. The goal is to increase your time as a 49ers fan during this draft season. So anyway, that's there. You guys are awesome. I'm so glad to be done with that. Hay is in the barn. Time for Chapman to go get a little R&R. You guys are the best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.